With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. State Department reacting to a new Palestinian Authority cabinet.
The United States has welcomed the formation of a new Palestinian autonomy government. In a statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the United States looks forward to working with the new group of ministers of the Palestinian Authority. But the authority has little popular support or legitimacy amongst Palestinians because of its security cooperation with Israel in the West Bank. I'm Karen Shamas.
A dramatic decision by the Israeli Supreme Court on drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the Israeli military, and it could spell trouble for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ruling calls for an end to state subsidies for ultra-Orthodox men who do not serve in the country's military. Also, at srnnews.com, the solar eclipse is coming Monday, April 8th, and while it may be a thrill to witness, experts offering a stern warning.
The sun's UV radiation is capable of destroying the soft tissue in the back of your eyeballs. It's not very nice. It can cause severe and sometimes permanent damage to your vision. So if you are viewing the solar eclipse directly, you're going to need solar eclipse glasses or a solar viewer to directly view it. And if you don't have that, you shouldn't be looking at the sun.
Astronomer Jake Foster. AT&T says it is now starting to notify millions of customers about the theft of personal data discovered online. Telecommunications giant says a data set found on the dark web contains information like social security numbers for 7 million current account holders and 65 million former account holders. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, evangelical Christians like Donald Trump.
The latest survey from the Pew Research Center finds that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they have a favorable view of the former president, making them the faith group most loyal to him heading into the 2024 election. 51% of white Catholics also have a favorable view of Mr. Trump. Those groups most likely to have an unfavorable opinion of the former president include atheists and agnostics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice signing a measure that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher. She says her fellow educators often feel constrained when it comes time to answer student questions about the origin of life. This is SRN News. Hiring woes may be easing somewhat for at least a few of the smaller businesses.
The CBIZ Small Business Employment Index reported a seasonally adjusted increase of 0.17% in February as the U.S. economy stays strong despite high interest rates. Small businesses have a tougher time retaining workers since they often can't offer higher salaries or other perks like health insurance. The CBIZ Index tracks hiring among thousands of companies with 300 or fewer employees. In February, 20% of companies in the index hired more staff, while 60% made no change to their headcounts. Meanwhile, 20% cut staff. John Scott reporting.
An office manager at a weekly newspaper in Kansas, the latest employee to sue over the raid last year that sparked a firestorm. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated. More details at srnnews.com.